I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. NBC's Community returns tonight with special guest star Malcolm Jamal Warner. Malcolm plays Shirley's ex-husband Andre, and the gang isn't too happy to meet him. The incredibly nice Yvette Nicole Brown, who plays Shirley, and Malcolm had a conference call this past week where they talked about working together, the hours of sitting at the conference table filming, and their careers. This site takes a lot of work, so I really appreciate it when you support our advertisers. And now, here's Yvette and Malcolm.
Yvette, Community is becoming a growing success. What is it like for you being a part of this series?
You know, it's been a great experience. We work so many hours that I don't know that any of us are aware that it's become a growing success, because all we do is spend time with each other. But we're very grateful that when we do get to go to the grocery store, that we see people that are very excited about the show. So it's been a surprise and a blessing.
So now that you know who Shirley's ex-husband is, what do you think of him? And are you pleased?
Yeah, this is my, Malcolm, mute the call if you can't hear what I'm about to say about you. This is my, like, childhood dream come true. When I was, like, 13 years old, I'm like, I'm going to marry Theo. And I eventually married Theo. So that's awesome. And actually, I was campaigning for Malcolm to be my ex-husband from the very first day of the show. I've always said, you know, if she reconciles with her ex-husband, I hope it is Malcolm Jamal Warner. And I think the producers and writers got sick of me saying his name. So it's kind of like, shut up, Yvette, here
you go. So, Malcolm, you're playing the ex. How do you feel about that?
Well, I know I feel like I owe Yvette a commission check for the gig. No, but it's actually been a good time because, you know, I watched the show and, you know, all the actors have, you know, such a great rapport off camera that it's a really cool place to come to work.
One of the things I absolutely love about this show is that Dan Harmon and company, they're so brave when it comes to kind of putting you guys in so many different wacky situations that are at the same time very real in between, you know, the zombie infestation and the claymation you saw this Christmas. So from your perspective, what is the feeling like kind of waking up every morning and thinking, okay, I could be inside a giant blanket fort or doing some of these other crazy things every episode?
Well, we say every time we, when we talk about it, the cast members, we're always amazed that we are not just on a sitcom. We've been in a film, on a film noir set. We've been on a cartoon set. Like, this show has morphed into so many different things, and you get to be a thousand different characters even though you're playing the same one. So that's been a great gift. And Malcolm actually said something interesting yesterday about the show. He said it straddles the line. Correct me if I say it incorrectly, Malcolm. It straddles the line between brilliant and absurd. So at some moments, it's totally like a lucid, straightforward comedy, and then other moments, it's like bizarro land. But it kind of works in its craziness. And I think that's, you know, what is great as an actor to play. Did I say it right, Malcolm?
Yeah, that's right.
Good. Yeah, so it's been a great ride for us.
How does Community compare to your past experience on half-hour shows?
Well, I mean, it's a whole different, you know, it's the apples and oranges, really, because it's a completely different format. You know, the half-hours I've been doing have been, you know, traditional four-camera, you know, in front of a live audience situation comedy format. So they're, you know, very different, and again, I think you know, speaks to the progression of time and, you know, the evolution of you know, or the continued evolving of the sitcom genre.
Malcolm, when you began working with the cast of Community, did you find you fit in seamlessly with them?
Yeah, it kind of. I think it helps to, you know, have watched the show and kind of know who the characters are, but. You know, what was really great was to walk in and just see how great of a rapport everyone had with each other. And I tend to thrive best in those kind of situations where everybody vibes well. So I think even from the first day, everybody was very welcoming and very inclusive in the work process.
And Yvette, you guys have such great chemistry as a cast. How do you guys continue to maintain that throughout the seasons?
You know, I think it sounds corny, and I think everybody says this, but we really do like each other as people. And I think when you like each other, you tend to have fun with each other no matter what you're doing, even if it's 16 hours, you know, around a table in a room. A lot of the stuff that you see on air, a lot of it is a byproduct of the fun that we're having. And we always laugh because a lot of the little jokes that make it on the show, it's not that we're not performing for the audience, because we are, but a lot of that stuff comes from 10 hours around the table trying to make each other laugh. So once you said the line 50,000 times, now this one's for Danny. You know what I mean? Because I know if I do this one and Danny cracks up, then the world will be happy, because Danny, you know, if he finds it funny, the world will find it funny. So I think our silliness kind of translates, and that's what the audience sees.
And is that why you think people continue to tune in to see Community?
I think so, because if anyone's seen us taking the show on the road, like the Comic-Con or wherever we all go as a group, you're kind of watching the show live. We're all pretty much our characters. There's really, I can't even pretend anymore that I'm not almost exactly like Shirley. So it's like all of us, you know, it's a heightened version of us, but we're all pretty much the same character. So what you see is what you get on screen and off.
And that's what's really funny when you come into that kind of work environment. Like I said, you know, when you watch the show and you're familiar with who the characters are, it's almost kind of surreal when you see that, you know, there's that same rapport and there's that same dynamic off stage, you know, off camera as well. So kind of like, okay, the writers must hang out with them. You know, because it's like the writers have to be picking up on what their personal dynamics are.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could speak on how working with the cast of Community has helped to refine your acting skills and hone your comedic timing.
I'm glad that you think that they have been honed. I appreciate that. Thank you. You never know that someone says it. This is a well-oiled machine that I'm working with. These people are gifted comedically in every possible way. Like, each person has a strength, a physical comedy, or, you know, Joel's smartest guy in the room kind of comedy, and Allison Brie is, you know, I don't know what she can't do well. Donald, I mean, everybody is so uniquely gifted in a different type of comedy that just sitting around that table, I get to see, oh, that's a good way to do reactions, or that's a good way to, you know, to a double take, or fall off a chair, and Chevy Chase is the one to look for that. Like, it would be impossible for me to be around this level of talent and not steal as much as I possibly can. So that's what I've been doing. I've been stealing and honing. Thank you.
Malcolm, you've done acting, you've done directing, and I'm wondering what you found to be more challenging and rewarding, acting or directing?
No, that's interesting. I definitely have a great passion for both, but I think, you know, the challenges are definitely different. I think the directing, because your vision goes beyond just one character, you're looking at the overall picture. There's definitely, you know, a lot more work involved, a lot more preparation involved, a lot more responsibility involved. And I can definitely say that after doing a couple of directing gigs back-to-back, I do love when it's time to just be an actor and just have to worry about my character, and I can say, I'll be in my trailer when you need me.
In real life, how do you each feel you're most like Shirley and Andre, and how are you most different?
In real life, me and Shirley are both Christians. And I do call people pumpkin and sweetie. So I think that's, you know, where the main similarities are. I hope I'm not as judgmental as she is. I think that's where there's things that Shirley has said and done in the name of Jesus that has made me go, oh, no, Shirley, no. So I'm hoping that I'm not that level of, self-righteousness, I would say. And I think that we're both very loving. I think she tries to do things from a place of love at all times, and, you know, it fails miserably most of the time, but I think that that is always her goal. So that's how we're alike and different.
You almost expected you to come on the phone with that sweet, high-pitched voice. Why did you develop the persona and the voice of Corley?
You know, it's so funny. I have a cold, right? Me and Malcolm both actually have colds. That's why we both sound like men right now. But my natural voice is a little bit higher than this. Like, I do actually sound like a girl usually. But the Shirley high-pitched voice, I kind of loved her dual nature. And I kind of thought, because she's so presentational in nature and she always wants to put out such a pretty picture, with her clothing and her hair and everything is always just so. My thought was that this type of woman would talk like this, and oh my goodness, what do you think? You know, so, and it's not real. Shirley knows it's not real, and the audience knows it's not real, because whenever Shirley gets upset, you see the sister girl come out. So I don't think that she's the high-pitched person or the sister girl. I think that somewhere in the middle, kind of like me, is where she really is. And I've talked to the writers about it, and we toyed with the idea of, at some point, having me speak in my own voice. Maybe when Shirley's in a place where she feels completely safe, because I don't know that she completely trusts the study group just yet to show her who she really is. It would be great for me if it comes through an interaction with Andre. It would be great if Andre, you know, called her on it or something. So, yeah, my regular voice is somewhere in the middle.
Now, this season, we get to see Shirley's wild side. So how did it feel to be able to let loose? And Malcolm, what did you think of her wild side?
Excuse me. I think some of the most fun I've had on set was the day or the night that I shot all of the drunk photos. I don't drink. It's nothing against those that do. It's not that kind of thing. It's just, I am silly enough and crazy enough without it. When I drink, it really becomes a whole other story. So it was fun to portray the version of me that the world does not get to see because I don't drink. And it was really insane. I mean, there was tabletop dancing. There were lampshades involved. It was a whole another, yes, it was a whole other thing. So it was like a flashback to my old days in college. So it was nice to get to revisit that for a second in a safe environment. No animals were harmed. No people were harmed. And you know, and it was funny. And people got a kick out of seeing it. So it was cool.
Now, what is a typical work day like on the set of Community, and which cast member takes the longest to get ready?
Longest to get ready. I mean, it just seems only right that I said Joel McHale. It's not true, but I just wanted to say that. All of the girls take a really long time just because, you know, we're girls and we like to look pretty.
Okay.
A typical day on the show is, you know, like on a Monday, we get there at like 5:30 in the morning, the girls do. And like yesterday, I didn't get home until 9. So that's what, 15, 16 hours a day. So that's usually, you know, what the day is. And you know, if it's a study room scene, we're probably around that table for like 8 or 9 hours for like a 3-minute scene. So, you know, whenever we see study room on the schedule, we all go, oh, yay. It's a long day, but it's a good day because we have a great cast and a great crew. So we just, you know, have fun as we work. So it's good.
When you guys are both on set, either on Community or something else, do you still get nervous?
Oh, yeah, if I have a big scene and it's something that, like, is very dramatic or something, or a lot of lines, yeah, I can get myself nervous about anything. I can get in my car and get nervous about driving. So, yeah, I definitely still get nervous.
I think that's always still kind of part of the process, especially, let's say, if you are, coming in to a show that's already established, sometimes there's, you know, that kind of apprehension in terms of trying to be, you know, fit, you know, finding your place to fit in, and I think as you mentioned, a lot of times the big scene where there are a lot of lines or a scene may be very emotional, nerves come into play quite often.
I had someone say once, one of the first sitcoms I did was Girlfriend, and one of the actors on there, Golden Brooks, said that she sees nervousness as fuel. So you're not really afraid or nervous. You just, you have your energy. That's your fuel that you use to make that scene great. So instead of saying, I'm really nervous, she says, I'm really excited. I got my gas. I'm ready to go. So I think that's the way I use it when it comes up. Because, like I said, it always comes up. And it probably should.
And for both of you, what's your advice to actors?
I would say, know who you are and what you will and won't do before you begin this industry. Because this industry can be full of compromise. And you'll find yourself going down a path that maybe you never intended for yourself if you're not aware of where your boundary lines are. So I would say, before you do anything, figure out what type of career you want to have, what type of performer you are, and what you will and won't do to bring that to fruition. And I think if you stay in line with that, you'll have a good career.
Yeah, I think kind of, on some level, kind of on the same line, my first piece of advice is always to keep your soul intact. Because this isn't an industry where, a person's soul tends to be the very first thing that they will compromise.
That's true.
Thanks, Yvette and Malcolm, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, columns, and resources. Thanks for supporting our advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.